Construction on the harbor project began in February of 2017. Pacific Pile and Marine, the company that was contracted to carry out the expansion, had planned to finish Phase 1 by the start of this year. However, the dredging process to deepen the harbor basin was more time-consuming than they had anticipated. Now the company is asking the borough for more than $1 million in compensation for the additional work. Both parties are still working toward a conclusion. In spite of these setbacks, Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says that the project is currently on schedule.
The proposed timeline by Pacific Pile Marine went longer than they had anticipated, but it didn't go beyond what the borough's proposed deadline was. So we had to be done in this month, according to our contract documents.
The harbor project has been a divisive issue for many Haines residents since it was first proposed. Supporters said that it is a necessary investment in the local fishing economy, while critics argued it would disrupt a beautiful waterfront and turn it into an eyesore. Ryan says he has been pleased with the results of Phase 1.
Well, it looks great now. I mean, the harbor seems nice and protected. If you've been inside the wall on windy days, it seems pretty smooth in there and good. There was a lot of concern about how the wall was going to look, and a lot of people are somewhat pleased with the look of it, and it's not as big and intrusive as people thought it was going to be.
Although there is no more active construction taking place, the first phase is not officially complete yet. Currently, the borough is waiting for a response from the Army Corps of Engineers. Ryan says the Corps is reviewing some changes made to the breakwater.
They had to take the end of the breakwater off and put larger rocks on because of the reflection of the waves from the new steel breakwater. And with that rubble breakwater is actually owned by the Corps of Engineers, and so they have to sign off on the construction of that. And so they came down and visited earlier this month and did an inspection, and we're waiting on their official response.
The next phase of the project includes construction of a sport fishing ramp and a parking lot upgrade.
We anticipate seeing 65% completion of the designs in August, and we'd move forward from there. And so, you know, ideally we'd be in construction next summer, if it could be, or maybe even sooner.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is willing to fund the sport ramp and parking lot upgrades, but the borough has yet to secure funding for the next phases of the project. Those improvements would add floats for moorage and a drive-down ramp for commercial fishermen to load and unload gear.
We would have to either go out and secure more funding through grants or whatever other means we can, or the harbor is an enterprise fund, and eventually maybe it could start to put in some small parts of that facility. But right now we just want to get through the sport ramp.
The sport fishing ramp will be paid for with federal money funneled through ADF&G. Preliminary cost estimates for Phase 2 are between $3 and $5 million. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.